This is IGN.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Red Hot Poker. This is your IGN review of Balatro by Simon Cardi. There are some games that keep you entertained for a weekend. Some keep you busy for an hour on a weeknight after failing to settle on what new Netflix documentary to watch next. But then, every so often, a game like Balatro turns up and takes hold of your entire life, to the point where you open up your wardrobe and the only four suits your eyes can make out are clubs, spades, diamonds, and hearts. This poker-influenced roguelike may appear straightforward at first, but take the risk of picking it up, and its ludicrously fun gameplay loop won't let you put it down. Never has the power of placing down a simple pair of kings garnered more delight than in Balatro, where it can suddenly conjure up an 82 by 146 multiplier as you watch the resulting equation satisfyingly solve itself in front of you. A deck-building roguelike quite like no other, it sacrifices the combat that has made so many in the genre such as Slay the Spire popular, and doesn't even attempt a story that the likes of Hades told so well. Instead, Balatro relies solely on the power of playing cards to keep you engaged, and it does so with aplomb, gripping my attention tight with its relatively simple but effective toolset. Tasked with hitting increasingly higher scores set by a small blind, big blind, and boss in each of the eight antes that make up a run, it's your job to engineer poker hands by discarding cards and hoping you draw the ones you need. Play these hands before running out of your limited attempts to build a high enough score, and you'll move on to the next challenge, with the ability to improve or modify your deck between encounters. Masquerading itself as a poker simulation, Balatro begs to be experimented with to the point of breaking, setting out its rules just as quickly as it encourages them to be broken. That experimentation requires you to grasp only the very basics of poker. You need to know next to nothing in reality before manipulating your deck to let you score your preferred hands more frequently. For example, my chosen tactic quickly became to focus on creating as many flushes as possible, five cards of the same suit. So I'd often go about transforming as many of the cards in my deck to the same suit as possible to make this easier. To do that, you're reliant on spending money wisely in between rounds and crossing your fingers that the right cards are dealt your way. Of course, luck is still involved, just as it is when it comes to both actual poker games and all the best roguelikes. Balatro crucially never feels unfair, though, with every corner backed into being of your creation. It's very easy to lose yourself in Balatro, not only through its Moorish gameplay, but also in its hypnotic swirling background art and accompanying musical score. And while it hardly pushes any graphics engine to sweat, the confident art direction shines through in some of its more fantastical card designs, with an old-school CRT filter giving an eerie, off-kilter edge to its otherwise colorful charm. As do the grinning jokers that adorn the cards at the heart of Balatro, even its name, the word itself, being an ancient Roman term for a professional jester. These age-old harlequins provide the crucial component to its thoroughly modern formula, however. Despite devilish appearances, jokers are both your friends and the key to unlocking Balatro's biggest scoring combinations. Remarkably approachable with complex systems waiting for those willing to lose themselves to it, Balatro successfully assembles the infinitely fun gameplay loop that every great roguelite sets out to create. It takes the fundamentally simple nature of poker scoring hands and shuffles in deep mechanics that don't feel like a chore to learn but are always thrilling to exploit. A deck builder of endlessly satisfying proportions, it's the sort of fun that threatens to derail whole weekend plans as you stay awake far too late, staring into the eyes of a jester tempting you in for just one more run. Simply put, Balatro is no joker, but in fact, ace. Balatro's IGN score? 9 out of 10. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on this game and more, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you.
I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.